All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our first national organization meeting. This meeting is going to be kept about an hour, maybe less, and we will be running our regular open forum immediately after this meeting, so people can join us, you know, by staying around and coming into the program. Our open forum starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and it usually goes for 3 hours from 9 to 12. And it's hopefully to make it convenient for the people on the left coast that are coming in kind of late because the day is different for you guys than us. All right, anyway, we're going to start off first with some scripture reading.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Okay. First thing, want to make a note, again, we're going to go for about an hour. We're going to record this, so this is being recorded. We're going to upload this, onto our YouTube. You'll be able to find it also on our website. If anybody can, using a browser, you can see our site here. And it'll be under the weekly call. If you click on the weekly call, you'll be able to come in and hear the program. These are not videos, but these are audios of all of our programs from the past, and we'll post this one up there, too. But also, you can find it. You should be able to find it once we bring it up here. Goodness, I think it's under... Nope, not there either. I'm not sure. I don't remember where it was at. Terry, do you remember where we got the page with our YouTubes? Maybe under educational. Okay, there it is, under educational. So if you come down to NLA Topics, PowerPoint Videos, you click on that, we'll be posting all of our YouTube videos up here on this site. We've got quite a few of them up there right now. And we have some other videos that could be downloaded. They're not necessarily on, well, some of these are. But anyway, there will be some other videos up here that won't necessarily be on our YouTube, but you'll be able to download them. And, of course, our YouTube, you can click on the YouTube on the right-hand side, and you'll go to youtube.com/National Liberty Alliance. So, again, this recording will be up on YouTube, and people will be able to come up and listen in if they got to leave early or people who have missed it. That's why we're going to put it up there. But from this point forward, after tonight's meeting, any questions or comments or anything we want to help people out to organize their counties, you know, we will be dealing with that on a Monday night program. Now, it's extremely important that we, the people, get active now. And I know we've mentioned this numerous times in our emails and other messages and all of our website. You know, President Trump has said that he wants to give the power back to the people. So it's up to us now to step up and take that power. Our founding fathers have developed processes so that we can have that power. The Declaration of Independence says we have government by the consent of the people. And that's what National Liberty Alliance is all about, to give the people the power, the ability to be able to control their government. If people were controlling their government the way we're going to kind of lay out sort of an overview of what we do here at National Liberty Alliance for those who are new to coming to this meetings. you know, we basically... our founding fathers have given us power and authority to take control. The Declaration of Independence says we have government by consent, as I mentioned. So we have to take that power. National Liberty Alliance, to my knowledge, is the only organization teaching the people to take the power and trying to organize every single county in America. There are 3,134 counties. We have visited all of them, not necessarily. Well, our membership have visited all of them, and we've had... meetings in all of those counties for the sole purpose of bringing together a unified United States common law grand jury. So that is really, it's on a federal level, and we have a presence in every single county in America from that perspective, or at least for every state, shall I say, particularly, but we have addressed it to every single county. Now it's time to organize the counties and step up and take the power and the control. There are two power structures. One, of course, is the political power structure, which can take 100% of the control through the committeeman process. The other side of that is the judicial powers, which we, the people, take control, 100% control of that, through grand juries and trial juries. Of course, right now, they're all puppet juries, so they totally control that. And, of course, they control the political process. They control the leadership there. And there are no elected committeemen that we've been able to find anywhere in America, with the exception of those we've taught here in New York. And we have taught other people that maybe they've done it in other states. But to this point, other than the ones that we have taught, we have never found an elected committeeman anywhere in America. And so you can't have control of your political process without becoming committeeman. And what we're going to show tonight, we're not expecting everyone to participate with everything that we're doing. But what we are asking is that people come together in their counties and start organizing. This is a grassroots situation. People need to take power in the grassroots, at the grassroots. National Liberty Alliance is here to facilitate the organization of that, the communications between the counties and the states, and the education necessary in order to take control or power back and give it to we the people. So anyway, we're going to give a 12-minute PowerPoint video, and that's going to really give an overview of what National Liberty Alliance is doing. And then after that, we're going to give a 6-minute video on the Republic Review, and that should give a good overview on what is happening with that. But as I was saying, we're not expecting everyone to participate with everything we're talking about here. Some people may not be able to participate, but you can, support through donations on your local grassroots level. And also here through National Liberty Alliance, we need financial support too. But you can support your local group by going to the meetings. You should have meetings at least once a month, and that should be forever. And we should teach our children and get our families, our friends, our neighbors, everybody to those meetings. Because these are the meetings where the people take control and the power. And you can also learn the science of government by consent. And again, that's what we teach here. So we're going to talk about different things: the militia, the committeemen, the grand jury, the trial jury, the Republic Review. And again, we're not asking people to do all of these things. Everybody should try to choose one if they can. But again, if you can't, at least come to your meetings and support the meetings, and maybe later on you can. And also teach our children to do the same. All the problems we have in America never would have come to be if we, the people, had maintained control of our government. But we haven't done that. And that's why we're at where we're at. We've been working at this for quite some time. I've been involved in this for about 20 years. We've been organizing through this before this particular program for about, I think we started in 2008, and then we became National Liberty Alliance, I think it was 2013. We've been working and working all these things out and bringing all of the necessary tools that people need in order to take control of their government from the grassroots level. So let me start some videos, run through the videos, and then we're going to go straight to an open forum where people can ask questions. I see GR is here, and I don't know if Brent is here. If you're here and you want to respond to some of the questions that come up, that'd be good. And GR, if you want to respond to the questions that come up on the Republic Review, that'll be good. Terry, if you could try to locate the GR so that when the time comes and we finish all these two videos, these short videos, then you can unmute him so that he can respond to any questions that might be directed to him. And again, if we had been doing this and we had been taught these things, and I have never seen these things taught in the school, which what we're learning here, but if we had been taught these things and we had taken these positions and controls, we would not have a problem with our government. We would have a just nation, just courts, and the world might be, of course, a lot more just, because liberty and freedom is contagious, and people want it. And so the more they see what goes on in America, you know, they want to come here, or they'd like to be able to change their countries, their nations, to do the same thing. So, okay, without going any further for right now, let me, let's see, if anybody's got any questions as we go along, make some notes so that when you raise your hand, you can, you know, ask a particular question. So you can make notes while we're running these two videos. Now, again, one is very short. It is 6 minutes. We're going to play the longer one first. The longer one is, let's see, if I can find it here. NLA in a nutshell, it's 12 minutes long. Okay. And let me know if that's coming through, Terry, once it pops up. This is video number 9 in our series of educational videos to instruct the people on the science of government and thereby learn how to have government by consent. Is that coming through,
this
Terry?
This video is titled NLA's Plan in a Nutshell.
Yes. Thomas Jefferson said, "An enlightened citizenry is indispensable for the proper functioning of a republic. Self-government is not possible unless the citizens are educated sufficiently to enable them to exercise oversight. It is therefore imperative that the nation see to it that a suitable education be provided for all of its citizens." President Trump said, "In America, the people govern, the people rule, and the people are sovereign. I was elected not to take power, but to give power to the American people where it belongs. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph. The problem is that the people don't know how to receive that power." NLA was founded in 2014 to facilitate a constitutional education concerning government by consent and the concept of liberty, and to provide a platform for people to communicate and organize at the grassroots level, as well as on the national level. NLA teaches its members to become active in both the political and the judicial process, vowing an oath to God, and to proceed with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy. While it is true that President Trump is doing an amazing job dismantling the evil works of the deep state and its new world order behind it, this is not the time to become complacent, because only we the people can save our republic. Without the support of the people behind President Trump, he cannot be successful. Furthermore, we cannot have liberty and justice for all without having a government by consent, and that requires the sacrifice of some of our time and our money. As Thomas Jefferson said, "If a people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. And we in America do not have government by majority. We have government by the majority who participates." To date, National Liberty Alliance is organized with 12 national coordinators, 89 state coordinators, 1,542 county organizers, and a membership of over 9,000 people, poised to take control at the grassroots level when the aforesaid swamp is drained. To date, we have 1,212 grand jury administrators preparing to fill the 12,500 plus seats, which is a full-time paid position, across this nation, requiring to take back our judiciary. National Liberty Alliance has discovered that there are 5 goals our founding fathers established to achieve government by consent of the people in order to save our republic, but we need you. As President Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." Number 1. National Liberty Alliance has established 50 organic grassroots unified state common law grand juries to take back our natural law courts. These 50 juries have come together to establish one unified United States common law grand jury for the sole purpose of placing our judiciary back under the chains of the Constitution, and thereby bring to justice all enemies, foreign and domestic, within our government. We are working to organizing jury administrations in all 3,133 U.S. counties, and we have and are continuing a court filing campaign, because the truth is the best cleanser.
The Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury has already filed over 100 documents in Northern District of New York Federal Court in an effort to reveal enemies, both foreign and domestic, within our governments, to be under judicial auspices of the court. And we are continuing indictments of judges and prosecutors. Presently, we have filed about 100 indictments. Number two, National Liberty Alliance is resurrecting committees of safety in all 3,133 U.S. counties. With our already established presence in all 50 states, we are already actively organizing committees of safeties nationwide. This will bring our political process back under the consent of the people. The committees of safety took control of the 13 colonies away from the royal officials. The first one was in Massachusetts in 1775, initiated its beginnings with the Boston Tea Party, and under the authority of the covenant made with God via the Declaration of Independence, mobilized the militia and seized military stores. Committees of safety are building a national emergency communications network across the United States. Committees of Safeties are working with the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury to resurrect the elected committeemen in every state, without which there can be no republic. Committees of Safety are working with the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury to implement a republic review. The republic review is what Madison and Jefferson attempted with Virginia and Kentucky when these states called upon their fellow stakeholders to join them in rebuking the general government for violating their constitution. See Kentucky Resolutions of 1798 and 1799, and see the Articles Nullification. Number three, we are reorganizing and training the militia at the grassroots level. Number four, we are campaigning for constitutional sheriffs. Number five, we are educating the people in the science of government and to bring back civics, real American history, and constitutional studies to our elementary and high schools, which starts with you participating in the resurrection of the Great Awakening and thereby an understanding of our right of self-governance. The unalienable right of the sovereign people to self-government governance was ordained by God through a covenant between the people and their God via the Declaration of Independence, where we the people assumed among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles us, whereas common law governs all men, and we the people via the Constitution are the authority of all law. And when such a servant government suppresses the people and robs them of their sovereignty, it is the right of the people to alter it, or abolish it via self-enforcement. And it's necessary under the Amendment 2, we the people will surrender to none but God. We read in the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve its political bands which they have connected with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impelled them to the separation. God's covenant is eternal and cannot be broken on behalf of another. This law is called common law because it is common unto all men, or natural law, because it is innate, written in the hearts of men. Thereby, the authority vested in we the people, instituted by decree in our Constitution, created a republican form of government to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. We the people, through this Constitution, empowered elected and appointed servants to guard the same. The Constitution cannot be altered or abolished by the legislative servants who took an oath to protect it.
Any judge who does not comply with his oath to the Constitution for the United States wars against that Constitution and engages in violation of the supreme law of the land. The judge is engaged in acts of treason. We, the people, are free and independent sovereign people with the unalienable right of due process and with no contract with any administrative foreign court. Thereby, we owe the state nothing and are under no obligation that would require the people to seek leave from any servant who has no jurisdiction or authority over we, the people. We are not subjects to the states, but the masters thereof. It is the public policy of this state that public agencies exist to aid in the conduct of people's business. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. At the Revolution, the sovereignty devolved on the people, and they are truly the sovereigns of the country. But they are sovereigns without subjects, with none to govern but themselves. Any elected servant who resists these truths wars against the governor of the universe, wars against the Constitution, and wars against we the people. Any judge who does not comply with his oath of the Constitution of the United States wars against that Constitution and engages in acts of violation of the supreme law of the land. The judge is engaged in acts of treason. Only we the people can save the Republic. National Liberty Alliance has written 46 memorandums of law, which are the keys to understanding your heritage and natural law. You can find them at youtube.com/National Liberty Alliance. At the time of recording this video, we have about 7 of these subjects up on YouTube now. You can also find them under our education tab at nationallibertyalliance.org. Okay, let's see. You know, what we want to do is organize people to come together. Those people who are going to start, organizing their counties, and everyone should be involved. It only starts with one person. One person finds someone to partnership with. And then they start meeting. They can meet over the phone, over the internet. They could meet at a coffee house, just come talk, make some plans, get some things going, and pull more membership together until you have maybe about 6 people. Then at that point, you're going to want to try to organize a meeting and introduce people to the program of what we're doing and to learn the science of government by consent. And so everybody needs to get involved in this. Some people may not be very well at articulating themselves, and some may be, and some people are good at organizing, and other people may not be too good at organizing. But if we come together and utilize whatever skills we have together, we'll have all the necessary skills to do all the things that we have to do. Now, we have developed courses up on our website, and let me get rid of this thing here first a second. I think it's gone, yeah. But I guess you can see the website right now. But we have established quite a bit of courses up on our website right now. If you go into courses, those who aren't aware of this, we have a free civics course. We have a free militia course. We also have a government by consent course. That particular course requires members to be premium members, which means that they're donating $5 a month or more. We need donations, obviously, to continue. Things get pretty expensive after a while. But in any event, so we have plenty of courses. We have Monday night open forums to answer questions, and we have also always have some subject to look into. Matter of fact, tonight's subject after this meeting is going to be on treason by enemies domestic. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did treason by enemies foreign and domestic. But this is focused in on a very particular problem that we have with people with inside of our government, and they are domestic enemies. They're treasonous, and I think a lot of people are going to hang, and at least they'll go to jail for the rest of their lives, or very long. And again, treason has different levels. So not everybody that commits treason necessarily deserves the hangman noose. But I can see there are quite a few people out there that do deserve that. But in any event, you know, it's up to the people to get together. We have to organize our counties. I mean, yeah, well, in our counties. We're going to connect people with people that are active. So everyone that's going to get involved with this should send an email to jan@nationallibertyalliance.org. That's Jan, J-A-N, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Let him know that you're interested in participating in organizing your county. You know, just keep it very short, one little sentence. But make sure you put your name, your phone number, and your email address in the email. It's easy to cut that out instead of trying to find the email inside the email, you know, the email address in the email and so on. A couple of people have said, you know, you already got that information. Why ask for it? Because we have to look every one of them up individually. We'd have to get the proper spelling of your name and start from that position, or maybe have your phone number or something to know who you are. But that takes time, so make it easy for us. Send us an email. I'm interested in organizing my county. Give us your state, your county, and your phone number and your email. Five things, okay? And what we will do is we will connect with you, connect and all the people that call from within your state, we will connect those people together so you can kind of connect on a state level. But then you start organizing your counties. And in some cases, one county may be more active than another, and you can go next door, you know, to the county next door and participate with them as you're trying to organize your county. And that could be helpful for learning purposes and really getting to know everybody and your neighbors next door and so on. So now we've put a lot of information together here on how to organize your county. If you come under people's duty, and we're going to play another video in a short while, which is 6 minutes, and then we'll get to Q&A. But anyway, if you come under people's duty, we do have a link here, Organizing Your County. If you click on Organizing Your County, we strongly suggest that people do all their organization the same way, so that from county to county, you know, as we interchange information, we're all doing the same thing in the same way, and we're familiar with each other. So it's a, you know, it's a process that we'll all be used to. Same thing with organizing other things, the committee man process, and getting together with the juries, and also working the Republic Review and so on. Now, we're looking for at least two people in every state. More is better, but two people in every state that feel relatively confident that they can articulate themselves well and represent their state. We are running the Republic Review, which I'm going to show that video in a moment. And that Republic Review is a very important program, but we need people who feel confident, again, that they can articulate themselves. And they'll be making a connection with the legislators of their state and talking with them about our plan for Republic Review. Now, GR is here. He's the one who created this whole process and put it together and dug out the history of what took place in the past and is bringing things together. He's got some states already organized and legislators already in the game. But we need everybody to get involved with this in the states that we don't have. We only have a few states organized, so I don't know, it's six or seven. GR will tell us when he comes on the mic. But we need all the states organized and connecting them. Anybody that's going to be working and connecting with the people within your county and organizing the county and bringing people together to learn all these things and take back control of the government from the grassroots level, we can solve every single problem, and we can solve them very quickly once we're organized across this nation. This is government by consent, and that's what we expect to have. Now, real quick, I don't want to go spend too much time. We have organizing your county, but we also have campaign for a constitutional sheriff. People should click on each one of these things and go through them to see what it's all about, to get to sort of, understanding of what we're doing, you know, to get impressed on what it is that we're doing. If you're not registered to vote, you need to go to register to vote. Information on becoming a committee man and some bunch of other things. You've got the militia, the Republic Review, and so on. Now, again, we're going to post this video up that we're doing right now. It will be on audio on our website. It will be on video on YouTube. And anybody who has missed this, we're going to give them the link so that they can catch up with us. But then they should be coming to our Monday night program for the sole purpose of asking questions and getting educated. So we got a couple of people who teach every Monday night on that program, and then we do an open forum where people can ask any questions or make any comments. We've got a lot of committees going. We ask people to participate with a committee. If you got an idea for a committee and you bring it up to the national leadership, and as long as it seems to work with what we're doing, we'll start another committee and those people can lead it, or we can find someone else to lead it. But anyway, we need people to get involved. If we're going to save this republic, it's up to the people to do. Trump cannot do it. He can only bring us to that point. But then it's up to we, the people, to take control and maintain our liberty ourselves. Okay, I'm going to play the next video. Again, it's 6 minutes long, and we're going to go into an open forum. It's Reclaiming the Republic.
While revolting against the despotic rule of Britain, the 13 independent and sovereign states formed a Confederacy Republic. By the grace of God, this Confederacy got us through the Revolutionary War victorious. However, it had some inadequacies. The Confederacy was about to default on its debts because it did not have the power to directly tax the states who were not paying their war debts. So, the Continental Congress and the states agreed to send delegates to the Constitutional Convention to have the Articles of Confederation fixed. The result of that convention was the Constitution, written by men who were inspired by the divine hand of Providence. By design, the Constitution was a compact that was written for and by the states to create a new general government and delegate to this government very limited and defined roles, responsibilities, and powers. The general government was the supreme authority over those few roles, responsibilities, and powers that the states delegated to it. However, the states were the supreme authority over all the roles, responsibilities, and powers not delegated to the general government. The only way the general government could obtain a new role, responsibility, or power was through the amendment process found in the Constitution. Before an amendment can become part of the Constitution, it requires 3/4 of the states to approve the amendment. Thus, the states are the final arbiters over the Constitution. During the ratification process, each state debated whether they should keep the Constitution as their new form of government. The delegates who represented the state at the Constitutional Convention testified the definitions and clarified the Constitution during the state ratification conventions. These testimonies were written down and were the literal terms, conditions, and definitions of the Constitution. These testimonies clarified and defined the supremacy, necessary and proper, commerce, and general welfare clauses were limited to delegated or enumerated powers. To be clear, all states did not trust the government with general powers, so they made sure that this new general government would be restrained to only the delegated powers by enumerating them in Article 1, Section 8. More importantly, after ratifying the Constitution, all the states demanded an amendment that asserted that all powers not delegated to the federal government were reserved to the states and the people. The result of their demand was the insertion of the 9th and 10th Amendments. The Constitution allowed for new states to join the Republic with equal sovereignty and equal powers. This equality was referred to as the Equal Footing Doctrine. To support this equal footing doctrine, 3 new states joined the Republic within 7 years with equal footing to the original 13 states. There was no amendment to the Constitution to change the equal footing doctrine, and changing how states would join the Union would also violate the Uniformity Clause in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 1. One reason why this people lost the understanding of the limited nature of the Constitution and the constraints on the federal government was because the new states joining the Union did not get copies of the ratification debates, which were the testified definitions and clarifications of the Constitution. So these terms and definitions were forgotten. The framers were aware of the corruptibility of men. So, in the Constitution, they required all public servants to swear or affirm by oath that they would support the Constitution. Therefore, another problem was the deterioration of the morals in America. Politicians, judges, lawyers, and others began self-aggrandizing the general government's roles, responsibilities, and powers, and began centralizing more powers in the federal government, contrary to how the Constitution was defined. Over the years, the general government granted to itself roles, responsibilities, and powers by using the general welfare and defense, commerce, necessary and proper, and supremacy clauses in ways that violated how these clauses were clarified and defined to the states at the time of ratification. Consequently, the contract was, and even today is, still being violated, broken, and ignored. What do you do when a contract or compact is being violated and there is no formal court that has authority over these matters? You have to go to those who have the authority over the matters involved. In this case, it would be the states collectively, because all things not delegated to the Constitution, like health care, marriage, housing, and so much more, are reserved to the states to decide. Because the Constitution is a compact, the process to identify all discrepancies within the compact would be an audit. This is why the states must audit their compact by comparing the current activities of the general government with those that the Constitution grants to them, and identify where the general government has overstepped its bounds and violated the terms of the state's compact. Once the states have identified all the roles, responsibilities, and powers that the general government is exercising in violation to the Constitution, then the states would have to require the general government to cease and dissolve all unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. This entire review and reconciliation process is referred to as Republic Review. Republic review is when states unite in asserting their authority over their compact and use the powers in the Constitution to get the general government back on the path of compliance with the Constitution.
Okay, that brings us to the end of that program, I believe. Let me shut that down. Okay, we're going to now open up for question and answers. So let me set that up. Okay, anybody that wants to get into the queue, star 6 and a 1 to get into the queue if you have a question or a comment, and we can discuss all these issues. And again, tonight after this program, we have a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, and a lot to share with people. And the key thing is organizing our counties. That's the key. We want to build the committees of safety in every county, you know, by coming together as a liberty group and get the existing liberty groups within your counties and come together. And, you know, you can call yourself committees of safety or whatever you want. But the idea our founding fathers used was the committee of safety. So we use the same structure that they use. And in that, we can instruct the people how to become committeemen. How to take back the juries by people becoming administrators for the juries, both the grand jury and the trial jury. By the way, that's a paid position. It's a professional full-time job. So anybody interested in becoming a grand jury or a trial jury administrator in your county, we're looking for 5 people in every county, 4 people to become an administrator, and 1 person as a legal secretary to work with them. Also, again, as we just looked, we're also looking to push forward the Republic Review. So we want to do that right away. We want to start working on the Republic Review. So we're looking for 2 people in every state, again, that can articulate themselves well, feel confident, and then we'll train you how and to approach the legislators of your state and so on and so forth. And also, we want to start organizing the counties. It's going to take a little while to build up the committeeman system. But we can take back the states with the skeleton crews and then build upon that as the years go by. But with that, let me take the first question we have. And GR, is GR here and is he unmuted? Maybe he can pipe in and let us know he's here and unmuted. And if there's any questions concerning the Republic Review, maybe he can take those questions. So see if you can find him, Terry.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's here and I can't unmute him. He needs to unmute himself. I can't seem to unmute him.
Okay. All right, let's take our first question. It looks like, Derek, you got the mic. Go right ahead.
I didn't have a thing set up on this entirely, so I wasn't able to put my state. I'm in North Dakota.
Okay, that's all right.
The whole... Corona thing.
Yeah, but right now we want to really focus in on organizing the counties. If you have any questions concerning that, we can talk about that on the next program, which is the Monday night program. But we do want to focus on organizing and talking about committeemen, talking about the militia, talking about the Republic Review, and anything else that we're doing here at National Liberty Alliance. And again, there is nobody out there teaching this stuff. And if anybody does discover anyone out there teaching this stuff, they should connect them with us and we'll partnership with them, because we need to get together as many people as possible and get people active in the counties. As Jefferson said, if the people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never, ever will be. So we have to get educated, re-educated in the science of government. And none of us know it. I didn't know it. I learned it through research. But, Derek, do you have a question or a comment concerning these things?
Is there anybody from North Dakota that you?
Yeah, well, if you send an email to Jan with your information telling him.
Those five things. What were the five things?
Yeah, I'll go through that quickly. His email address is jan@nationallibertyalliance.org, and send him your name, your state, your county, your telephone number, and your email. Tell him you're interested, and we will connect the people together that are on this call. We'll connect those people together, and anyone else that listens to these videos and coming in and comes in as time goes on, we'll connect them. We'll also, we got a large membership of over 9,000 people, so we will connect people within your state to also with you, and so you can collectively work together in a state, even though you'll be in different counties, and we'll definitely work with people that are in your counties. A lot of people, you know, they joined us a while ago, and maybe they kind of fell asleep. We've got to kind of re-energize them. So, right, I can't spend too long because we don't have too much time, and I do want to get as many questions as possible in.
Okay. Yep.
So, I want to go to the next caller. You done?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to the next caller. It looks like Darcy, is that it? From North Carolina.
I'm definitely interested in learning more about the Republic Review. This has been something that I've been interested in for quite some time and did not realize that there was actually a name for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a couple of things that Republic Review is going to look at also is the unconstitutional amendments that have made, like the 16th Amendment and the 17th Amendment. They're key to bringing liberty back to the people and to the states, to give us back our sovereignty. But yeah, you know, bear in mind that whatever it is that your interest is fine, but you got to come together in your county, you got to work with the people in your county, and support whatever they're doing. They need to support what you're doing, because not many people are going to do all these things. We all should get connected with the militia, and we're also going to be connecting people with the sheriffs. We have sheriffs working with us now. By the way, we have a book out called Government by Consent. We're looking to send a copy of that book to every single sheriff in America. So if anybody can make a donation by clicking on that Government by Consent book on our website and send your sheriff a copy of the book, it should be released. It's being edited right now. We're looking for potential release in December, and things are moving along. But we are also sending a letter. Sheriffs are sending a letter with this book to other sheriffs to get them to read the book and focus in on the Constitution and join ranks with them. Once those sheriffs join with the other sheriffs, they're already at that point primed to connect with you, the people in your county, organizing and doing the same things, that is, to get the Constitution back up and reinstated in our nation. So send that information to Jan, and we'll get that to you. What else, Darcy? Anything else?
No, that's great. I have Jan's information. Quite some time ago, I tried to use the directory on here, and I think that's quite outdated. Is the folks on there for, you know, my county and even some of the counties surrounding mine, wrong numbers, you know?
Yeah, sometimes people put wrong numbers in. Sometimes people move. They change their phone numbers. Sometimes, you know, people fall asleep and forget they even joined us. And we try to get people active. Goodness, think how great things would be if we had 9,000 people all active and organizing their counties. Boy, this nation would be saved in a heartbeat. So listen, it starts with everybody here. Anybody who hears these messages now has a duty to do something, because we're going to lose our republic. And again, Trump, he can clean up, Washington, D.C. He can take the deep state out and bring things back to the order. But if the people, on the other hand, don't step up and take the power, then the people in power are going to only be the ones to take back the power again, and we'll have the same problem. There's no escape from this. Liberty costs time and money. You have to put a little bit of time and a little bit of money into maintaining your liberty, teaching your children, and being active. Okay, let's take our next caller. Thank you, Darcy.
Hi, yeah, this is Alfro. I'm in Massachusetts.
How you doing, Alfro? How
Pretty
do you pronounce
great.
Your name?
Alfro.
Alfro.
Yeah.
Okay. Go
and
right ahead.
So the question I have, I know that you guys were, prosecuting a few individuals.
We have over 100 judges that have been indicted, and we got a lot more coming up, and we're going after prosecutors now, and we're going after mortgage companies that are breaking the law with these non-judicial foreclosures, and look at them with a conspiracy under RICO.
Okay, so I guess I'm curious then as to that system and how you guys are conducting that.
Right. The key thing is this. Here's the key thing to understand that. We have a lot of information on our website. But the key is coming to our Monday night meetings. That's the key to keep an active number one and learning. Like I said, tonight we have a particular program we're going to be teaching and talking about, enemies domestic. We have Brent Winters, author of The Excellence of the Common Law. He's a common law lawyer, and he always teaches us something on the Constitution. So he'll be talking tonight also. And then we have an open forum where people can ask questions and make comments and so on. So it's a teaching process and a place to hear questions. Now, if you want to learn about these things from the beginning, the first place to go is under the tab People's Duty. If you've got a browser, I'm showing it on the browser right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go under the People's Duty, and you can come down to become a jury administrator if that's what you're interested in. What was it you're interested in, getting involved with the jury?
Well, actually, I've had strong interest in becoming a sheriff.
Well, that's good, but in any event, you need to study and learn these things that we have going and participate, and once we connect with your sheriff, you can talk with your sheriff once he starts to come to the meetings or at least sends his deputies to the meeting and make a connection there.
Awesome. The question I had was to how, what is the process for, adding other names to the list of people to be prosecuted via judges and civil officers?
Yeah, well, right now we have people who are doing joinder cases, okay? If they have a case, we also do in habeas corpuses if people have a problem and they need to be released. They're not all that successful usually, but once in a while they are, but it doesn't matter because when the day of justice comes, then they'll all be reactivated and our indictments will be honored, and these people will be judged in a court of law. But if you have a non-judicial foreclosure problem, if they're trying to take your property away, they usually do it under a non-judicial foreclosure. They have a facade to make it look like you're going through the courts and everything, but you're really not. It's non-judicial. And even if you're in a court, doesn't matter. It's still non-judicial. And it's a process, really, of stealing your property away from you. It could be taxes, or you owe money on a mortgage and they're trying to take your home away. Or you could be in jail for something, or maybe out on bail or whatever, and you need a habeas corpus. We'll assist you with that. And when these judges and prosecutors disobey the law and continue in their money-making machinery there, then we will indict them at the end of the day. But we'll give them plenty of opportunity to do the right thing, and when they don't, we'll put them into the indictments. We send all of our indictments to Attorney General Barr, and we also send copies over. And we send all our paperwork to Attorney General Barr, everything we do. We also send it out to the President of the United States. He requested that years ago when he was running. He met up with us and requested our paperwork. We've been sending it to him for over 4 years now, or about 4 years. Well, yeah, over 4 years. And we also pilot in the Northern District of New York. That's where we opened a case to be under the auspices of the court, and we also opened a case in order to run through the processes of our legal filings and serving upon the United States Supreme Court, the federal judiciary, and even Congress from time to time. So we're very active, and there's a lot to learn about it, but it's very simple stuff. Common law is really common sense. It's just a construction of truth is what it is. Truth is self-evident. And when you take facts and put all the facts into the case, if there's a fact in there that's not a fact but a lie, it may not seem on the surface right away, but when you compare it to the other facts, all of a sudden it stands out like a sore thumb, and you say, hey, there's something wrong here. There's a lie going on here. And you'll get to the truth. That's how a jury works, and you've got 12 people on a jury watching for that kind of thing. But, again, come to our meetings to get educated, read our website, take our courses, buy the book. Right now the book is being sold. $48.95 is what they told me it's going to be, but recently they told me it'd be less than that, but we're still – don't have a price on it. So we're charging $50 a book, and we mail it out for that price. That's everything included, $50, and we will mail you a copy of the book. Any extra money left over goes to buy books for the sheriffs. And anybody who wants to donate a book for sheriffs, you know, just fill out the paperwork. You can buy them for yourself or for the sheriff or both of you.
Do you recommend, so for me who wants to go for a sheriff, do you recommend just as you suggested,
get educated.
Do you think that I should go through the jury? You know, start as a jury administrator, and you know, build a, I guess, knowledge.
Well, what are you in your 20s or your teens, late 30, teens,
20s,
30s? Okay, yeah. Look, just get educated as the beginning of that. Connect with your sheriff, and then you can go through the necessary processes. That if you want anybody to go to be a sheriff, you know, work, you know, with as a deputy, of course, you got to go through their training and everything, and take their courses, and they have certain requirements. You go through those things, and you get in. This will be a nice connection for you, and a beginning of an education, so that you can take that education with you when you get into that kind of a service. Okay. Perfect. And if you want to ask any more questions on that, you can hit us up on the next program. Our Monday night programs is every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're here every week. We don't miss anything. Last year we missed only because Christmas, I believe, I think it was last year, and Christmas fell on a Monday and New Year's on a Monday. So that was the first time we really had days off. Generally, we're here all the time, every Monday.
Okay, so, I'll be there.
Okay, thank you. Let me take our next question. Let's see, Randall, from where are you from? GA, is that Georgia?
Yeah, John, how you doing? It's been a long time.
How you doing, Randall?
I'm fine right now. Hey, John, somebody, this is a little offset to what you're going with. Somebody had blocked me from getting into the site. I can't get into the site anymore. I've been gone a while because I've been fighting litigations, and I've been successful. But I've been having to use their stuff against them.
But you can't get into our website, nationallibertyalliance.org?
Yeah, it says access denied.
Okay, try National Liberty. Maybe you got a spelling wrong somewhere, but also try nationallibertyalliance.com, try nationallibertyalliance.net, because we have all three.
Okay.
Org, com, and net. And maybe that'll give you access. If you still can't get in, get a hold of our tech. If you can't find our tech because you can't get into the site, give a call to Jan. Send Jan a note, jan@nationallibertyalliance.org. Tell them you're having problems, and maybe a call can help you with that. Okay.
Right. Also, your government, like your consent book, I had wrote an email to Kevin, and I think it's his name. Is it right?
To who? Kevin for what?
Yeah, I wanted to buy a copy of the book.
And, right.
I got no email back. I got no
response. If you get to the website, well, again, yeah, you got to get to the website to do it. And you click on, there's a, on the far right-hand side of the website, on every page, you see the book is there, Government by Consent. And if you click on that, it'll give you the information about the book. You can click here on that page. You click to print out the order form. You mail it in with a check or money order. People can read the book's preface, which is about 20 pages. It gives a really good insight and an overview on the book, so it'll really tell you what you're getting for your money, so to speak. We are trying to hammer that price down. My editor at this point is thinking that it might be, it will probably come down lower than what we're charging. So again, all that extra money will go to purchasing more books for sheriffs. But as soon as we can hammer it down more, we'll hammer it down more. I mean, the cheaper, the better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not really too concerned about the price on it. I felt like, you know, what was being said was fair to me.
It's about 1,000 pages. I'm sure it's going to be about 1,000 pages. It's everything everything anybody really needs to know about government by consent. I mean, there's further education, of course, and we have further education on our website. But this really covers everything everyone should have learned in school.
Yeah, I wanted to take the Constitution, of course, but I got involved with another litigation that I did win,
mm-hmm.
and against the federal postmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I'm driving at is I wanted to take the constitutional course. I started it and never got to get into it because of that. I did your civil course already. I think Gary had a contest going there at first. And early back in 2014 on or about is when that little thing was going on. He wanted to see who was going to get done first. And anyway, I'd like to be able to get back on the site. I still want to get back in.
All right, work that out with Jan. I got to take the next caller because we're running close. What we're going to do is I'm going to try to finish all the callers here, then we'll run right into our Monday night program without even rebooting and resetting our recording. So, but let me take the next callers. And again, we're going to open up once we finish with the questions here. A little later on, we'll open back up for more questions. We're going to do some educational stuff first and then go right into some questions, okay?
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Okay, let us take our next caller. It looks like Barbara. Barbara, what state you're from?
Hi, this is Barbara from New York.
How you doing, Barbara?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if... on a local basis, if Republic Review applies, because we have a school system in the town where they've become an entire medical bureaucratic complex. They're doing all kinds of things that have nothing to do with education.
Right. Well, Trump is doing is really pushing for a more proper education to get rid of the Marxism. Look, our education system is built around Marxism at this point, and our children are being grown up to be Marxists. We got to change
that's
that
horrible.
And stop that.
Yeah,
it is bad, and we need to change that. We intend on doing something about that also in the courts if we have to. Trump knows what we're doing, that we're trying to do something. He's planning on doing something, and we're even planning. Going to collaborate with Brent, or we have kind of plans hopefully in the near future to collaborate to write some courses for the children in school, and they need to understand and know civics. They need to understand the duties they have. They need to understand their heritage. There's so much that they need to learn, and they should be learning, you know, every year from first grade right into high school until the 12th grade.
Oh, for sure. I did see, like, in January this year, it was like a switch was flipped, and I read an article that said that there was a lot of Soros money poured into the schools. It's like they're doing, you know, they're keeping track of the COVID numbers. They're sending all these letters to the community telling you about COVID. This is the school system.
Right.
Now
well, again, this is all about Marxism. That's all part of the Marxist plan for the takeover, and they're in high gear now because Trump is putting the pressure on them. The hammer's about to come down, and it's going to be biblical. And that's what Trump said. That's what Q has said. That's what recently Powell said that too. And there was someone else that said it. It's going to be biblical. And I understand what that means because I've been involved with this 20 years now. And I've learned a lot. I don't know if you're familiar with Griffin's videos or doing all of the documentaries concerning the infiltration and destruction of our nation.
Yeah, and, of course.
And yeah. And so there's a lot of videos. Yeah, we have all those videos plus in our course. You're right, in our civics course. People will learn all about how this came about, how they took over America, everything in our civics course.
And if the kids knew about that, if they taught them about communism.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. If they understood what liberty is and their heritage is and the power and the authority that they have as one of the people when they become an adult, sure, that should impress them, excite them, and push them forward to get involved.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take our next person. You got any final comment or thought?
This is so. Republic of You is probably really geared towards what the federal government is doing and
yeah,
what
the Republic. The Republic Review focus is cleaning up the Constitution, particularly cleaning up all of the different agencies that should not be. There are some agencies that should not be, and we never gave them the authority. And maybe we need to fix that anyway. But they shouldn't be doing anything without the authority from coming from we, the people. And ultimately, it's the state's job to correct that problem. And that's why we have to go work with our legislators and impress that. We're not looking to make any additions to the Constitution. The whole thing is really to get rid of the garbage out of the out of the laws that came about through the Constitution and to enforce the law of the land to hold null and void the 16th and the 17th Amendment, which both cases, none of them were actually ratified. And we've already proven that, and we prove it in the book, Government by Consent. And the Government by Consent covers a lot of everything you need to know. I mean, and we have a course, the Government by Consent. And again, we have the civics course. I mean, we have tremendous amounts, and we have the militia, course in the militia, tremendous amounts of information and education.
I think it's crucial. Ron Paul, I think, said once, if we didn't have an income tax, you wouldn't have the money to set all these things up. It goes hand in hand.
Well, the income tax, a lot of that stuff, of course, that goes into the pockets of the banks, okay? And but if they are using a lot of that money to supply all of their plans and exercise all of the things that they're doing to destroy our republic. And people have become so complacent and injured by the narratives that have been pushed at us by all of the media, whether it's the news media or the entertainment media or any other media. I mean, they've been pressing all these different things, the narrative, and they've confused us so much that the American people have lost their national common sense. Let me tell you something. There's so many laws out there, and you're going to see anybody that sticks around for the program we're going to do in a short while, Enemies Domestic. It's going to focus in on exactly this subject and exactly what could be done and how we, the people, being kept so ignorant. You know, you got to keep the slaves ignorant, and we're slaves. So we've been so ignorant. Once our eyes are open, you can't close them no more. You see the truth. You can't run away from it, and you'll understand it. This next video that we're going to be playing shortly is going to cover that very, very closely.
I just want to add one more point. I was reading Deuteronomy, and there's the absolute basis for it says, here I have given you, it's the second giving of the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy, and so God says, and this is, you know, this is the second time, these are the laws and the ordinances. And nothing is to be added, nothing is to be taken away. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, you're not supposed to add anything.
The book of Revelation says the same thing. Anybody who adds or takes away from the things in this book, plagues herein will be added onto them or applied upon them. Or whatever it is that's being gifted will be taken away from them. And of course, if you add to the book of Revelation, you add to all the books of the Bible because it's one cohesive book. So, but with that, let me move to the next caller. Okay.
Thank you.
And again, you will have an open forum again in a short while. You can get back up and ask more questions. Okay,
Can I check the time?
Yeah, I'm going to run this program into the next program without interruption. I first want to go through who's in the queue, and then we're going to do a study. We'll do our regular opening into our Monday night program and our study, and then we will come back into an open forum.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let us take Gloria. You got the mic, and want to make it quick because I want to get through all the people here. We got a lot of people. Well, as a matter of fact, we got so many people, I might have to move into the program and come back to the open forum, but go ahead. Go ahead, Gloria.
Okay. I have several questions. What are some information in reference to counties that have already organized Oregon for
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Terry, can you understand what Gloria's saying?
No, I cannot.
I can't understand what you're saying. Maybe get closer to your phone or your mic and try that.
Where do I send the information and submit records with counties and other state workers that I've already got interested in administrative reports?
Yeah, I can't understand what you're saying. It's breaking up too badly. Are you on a phone or are you coming in on the internet?
I'm on the first time I use it, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it would you're really coming in bad. There's like pieces missing of you, what your words, so I don't know.
So,
maybe you have a bad connection.
So let me talk to Jan several times and to Will last night or 2 nights ago. So I'll go ahead and submit the questions to them about that.
Yeah,
I'll come down with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna I think you said that we should go on. I'm going to move to the next part because I really can't understand you. And hopefully maybe you can get back into the queue and we could try again later. Maybe you can check your internet connection or something, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let us take John from Montana. You got the mic. Go right ahead, John. John from Montana.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think that I sent in my email with all the information, so expressing my interest to be involved. And I've gotten several phone calls from people today. So I guess my question is it just coming to these meetings that we'll find out what we are to do and to
basically. Yeah, and that's a good question. Yeah, we have an educational process underneath our educational tab. If you're on your browser, you can see I'm looking at it right now. We have an educational tab. And you want to go through some of that and see what you might want to get involved with. This is a higher education. But under our courses, that starts off the beginning. You could take our free civics course. You could take the militia course. And you could take the government by consent course. Now, the government by consent course, as I mentioned earlier, requires that you be a premier member. To be a premier member is someone who's donating $5 a month or more. So that's giving up one cup of coffee and a bagel with cream cheese or something once a month, and that's your deal.
So yes, I've started the civics course, and I'm about a third of the way through. And unfortunately, this last little while, we moved from California to Montana, and so I've been preoccupied by kind of getting reestablished. So I apologize.
Okay, you should be able to come back in. And pick up wherever you left off, and you could do two courses at the same time, or even three. You know, like it's like going to school if you got the time to do two or three programs a day, or a couple of times a week. You know, and you can get through them all, or you can do one at a time and then you know get it that way too. So whatever you want to do that way. But also what we're really trying to do is get people involved on their grassroots level. That's where the action is. We have the Monday night programs in order to educate the people to get their grassroots movement going in their counties, and we educate them here. We have lots of material to share with the people that organize their counties. We got like all these PowerPoint videos that every time you have a meeting in your county, you know, you should show one video that should be open for discussion. You should run the process just like any other committee would be run. You know, you start off dealing with old business and bringing up new business and doing something educational, and everybody should be involved one way or another. And it could be a little bit of involvement or a lot of involvement. People can be involved in numerous things or just one thing. Maybe some people are just there to support the issue and learn and see what they want to do a little later in the future. But whatever the thing is, we all have to support this movement on a grassroots level. This is how our founding fathers saved the nation, and this is how we are going to save the republic. But the people need to get active. Okay?
Yes, so I want to be involved. But so I guess my main question is, what is the next step for me to be involved?
The next step for you is send that information to Jan. I think you said you did that. get into these courses, start taking the courses, and come to our Monday night meetings. Learn as much as you can, and then you start organizing. We'll connect you with people in your county and people in your state. Once you get the information to Jan, it'll take a little time for us to digest all this and start connecting people. We'll get you a list of people that are members of the National Liberty Alliance. You can connect with them and start organizing. And again, it starts off with one person meeting another person. You got two people, and then become three, five, and six, and then you open up for a regular meeting. At your first meeting, maybe you'll have 12, 15, 20 people. If you hit up all of the Liberty groups around, or you visit the Liberty groups, I'm going to start doing visiting Liberty groups now again. I used to do that, and I stopped because I've been focused so much here, but I'm going to start visiting Liberty groups to get them enticed and interested. So, I mean, you could take this, for instance, if you got a Liberty group local and you're familiar, or you're familiar with Liberty groups local, you could take the messages that we have to them, ask them to come in to do a presentation, and you just play the PowerPoint video, and you invite them to get involved and to develop the programs that would develop, you know, that we've laid out for them. And again, it's all about grassroots. National Liberty Alliance is not a national control. We have no interest in controlling anyone. We have an interest only in educating and being a facilitating a place for people to come to get that education, to communicate between the states and the counties, and also you know, to connect, to do what we have to do to save this republic, to answer any questions that people might have. But each county and each state, you know, in each county, they all have their own particular problems and focuses, and that's what they need to work with. But you need the education to fix those problems.
Okay, thank you for your response.
Thank you. Okay, let us take another caller. We'll take, it looks like Leah. Is that it, Leah?
Hi, I'm in Michigan, Berry County. So, yeah, I think actually a lot of the questions I had were answered. The connecting with people in your county, like I have quite a few people outside my county that I know are very interested, and I have been
You can connect with people in another county. I'm going out to Orange County, which is not my county. It's a county next door because I've been invited there, and they asked me to come speak. I'm going to go out there to speak. Now, if I was going out there, if I knew about those people and I went out on my own just to go to those meetings, I'd bring this message, help them develop, and you might meet someone else that's over in that county that's in this county. You know, my first organized group in my own county really came from me visiting a group in another county, connecting with some people that were from my county, Dutchess County, and then we came together and started to build, you know, something here in Dutchess County. So, you know, we have plans on visiting schools, colleges, and doing different things, but we need people who can articulate themselves well, we're educating themselves in what we're doing, and then they could take our PowerPoints, go into the college, and deliver the message of government by consent, which is the science of government, to interest you know, these people, you know, kids in college particularly. You go to Republican groups, you know, a lot of colleges will have Republican groups, or even so a Democrat group. It doesn't matter. I'd visit it both.
Right. So, all right, I guess basic question, and I know that I'm confused. I know that you said that two people per state, and then you're looking for county administrators. Like, where is the need, like, profusely? I mean, I'm actually, like, super thrilled about hearing from you guys. I found you guys about four or five years ago, and it was kind of a hot mess, and you know, until like this week, no one's really reached out, but I've gotten a lot of information. I mean, I've studied profusely these last 4 years because I had some really awful things happen to me, but you know, and through this last few years, I've educated myself quite well, not on your site per se. I mean, I haven't taken your courses, but the information on your site is so solid, and that's why I've always stuck with it.
Yeah. One of the
things, if there's any tips or tricks you have to, you know, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to impress upon people, since you mentioned that what we offer is very solid. look at one, from time to time we find an error, we fix the error. We don't live in the error. But errors are very rare with us because we go straight to the source. Everything we talk about, we show you the source, where we got that information from. It goes right back to our founding fathers, the Supreme Court rulings, and all kinds of different documents and stuff, going into the Federalist Papers and so on and so forth. So.
I mean, I've been trying to share this information with everyone I know on Earth, you know, and they pretty much look at me like I'm crazy. But a lot of them, you know, after a minute, they warm up to the information. I guess I'm not looking necessarily for like-minded people all the time because I'd really like to have people that don't have this information to have it.
Right. Well, so, again, you know, some people aren't able to be corrected. They don't want to be corrected. People really, you know, look, at the proper thing to do with anything, even if you think you know what someone is offering, but there's an interest there, let me go check it out. Try to follow and not to use your mind to make the arguments as the person's talking, but trying to understand and put together what they're talking about. And when you get the whole picture, then you can use your frame of mind to judge that as truth or not. Maybe some of it's true, maybe all of it's true, maybe none of it's true. But you always got to give the conversation that the person is bringing from the other side to get the whole picture before you can really make a decision. People are all too often we judge as people talk, and then we never get to really communicating and finding places where we can agree upon and then build upon truth off that and change each other's mind. Because really, that's really a process of back and forth working, you know, people working back and forth, correcting each other, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The communication, I feel, has been lacking. I guess just maybe I'm not articulating myself well, and like you said, you were looking like the two people per state, and then, you know.
And again, it could be more than two people. It could be one person, too. You know, I mean, look, I'll go anywhere and speak to anyone. I'll do it by myself. I don't necessarily need a partner. But it is better to have a partner with you, and you can pass things back and forth. One person could pick up what you don't get. And it's good support. So everybody should look for a partner. And once you get two people going, next thing you know, you'll have a half a dozen people going. And before you know it, you're going to have a big meeting with you know, many people, and you're going to start to grow. And you'll grow slowly, but there are certain things we could do right away. You can start organizing your county with a committee of safety. Again, we lay out the program under the people's duty.
That's what I'm looking towards to do right now.
I just lost
both my jobs, so I have quite a lot of free time, so I'm ready to dive back into this.
Okay, well, everybody should go to the tab on our website that says People's Duty. Highlight that. Go to nationallibertyalliance.org, highlight People's Duty, and everything underneath that tab, that's where your studies, that's where your focus is of studies in a sense of getting bigger, better overviews of every one of the things that we're doing here, the committee man process, the republic review, the militia, the administrations, the working with the sheriffs, and of course the juries, the grand juries and the trial juries. We put it all together, and we're in a federal court. We filed hundreds of papers. We're very, very active, very busy. Things are happening. So, okay. I don't know if someone. Let me unmute Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That's really helpful. And the site actually now, I've used my phone for your site, but my laptop tonight. I've never seen the actual full desktop version because I've always used it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually quite a bit better.
Quite a bit different.
Yes, much, much better. And thank you so much.
All right. And anybody who has become a member and you need to update your information, you should do that. So we have your latest phone numbers and emails in case that has changed and so on. And
absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Leah.
Yeah. Yeah, Leah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.